Kevin Smith Show, and my guest this evening, Michael Butterfield. I said we were going to talk about this connection, possible connection with the Church of Satan, and we're going to, but Michael, I want to take this call first, and then we'll get into that. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Spencer from Clovis, New Mexico.
Hello, Spencer.
Hi.
Hi there, and I just had a question for Mr. Butterfield. I'm a little curious. I saw the Fincher film that you mentioned earlier, which seemed pretty extensively researched and comprehensive. And what I know, a movie can't tell the whole story about anything. It seemed to make a pretty conclusive statement. So my question is, what is it about the case that you feel is still an untold story, or wasn't addressed, or was misrepresented?
Wow, that's a tough question in the sense that this is, we only have 20 minutes left. I guess I could answer that question by saying, first of all, I was a consultant on that film, like many others, researchers and people involved in the case. And it was researched extensively in the sense that it was researched just enough to confirm what they put in the script, which was based on a book which was based largely on erroneous news reports. And what I would say, what's untold, well, it's sort of the opposite in the sense that the story that you've heard, which is that the Zodiac Killer did this and did that, and that he probably knew the victims, he was an expert marksman, that he called into a TV show, that they recorded his voice, all of these things that have become sort of part of the popular myth of the Zodiac Killer, those things aren't true. So the untold story is really what really happened instead of what you've heard. If you saw the movie Zodiac, you'll know that during the film there's a part where a guy who calls himself Sam calls into a local TV show and talks with attorney Melvin Belli. The movie tries to give people the impression that that person was the Zodiac, when in fact the police found the person who made those phone calls and determined that he wasn't the Zodiac. He was a patient in a mental hospital. So that's just one example of the way that the movie tries to make you think that one version of reality is true, when in reality, it's the exact opposite. And the reason that was done is because they're trying to make Arthur Lee Allen seem like the Zodiac.
Why would they want to do that?
Because that's the conclusion of the book that the film was based on, and as director David Fincher and the producer Brad Fisher and others stated repeatedly, this was not an attempt to make a true story or a true account of the case. It was more an attempt to tell the story through the eyes of Robert Graysmith.
Interesting. Do you think they began in that direction, wanting just to tell kind of the fictionalized version, or do you think they discovered that they were on a path that was wrong, but they were too far down at the stop, almost like Oliver Stone started making the movie saying that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone and then discovered he was wrong halfway through filming?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head there in the sense that I think most people, when they buy a nonfiction book, they assume it's nonfiction. So when David Fincher and Brad Fisher and the rest of them bought the rights to Robert Graysmith's book, they assumed it was nonfiction. And it wasn't until they had a screenplay adaptation of that book and were casting and set in motion that they suddenly began to realize that that version of the story did not coincide with reality. And instead of going back and rewriting the script from scratch, it appears that what they did was they went back and tried to adjust things, which in the end gives you a very convoluted version of the story. I mean, even parts of the movie contradict other parts of the movie without explanation. Things come up that are never explained. So I think it's really a sense of, they may have set out to tell the true story, but once they realized that the source material wasn't true, they decided to stick with the source material. And that's why the advertisement went from saying a true story to based on real events, you know, until finally what they were saying was it's basically Robert's version of the story.
Wow, I bet most people who have seen the movie don't know that.
Well, anybody who saw the movie and is interested in learning what is the difference between the true story and the Hollywood version, you can go to my website at ZodiacKillerFacts.com. In the myth and legends section, there is a article called Fact versus Fincher that will explain to everybody, scene by scene, what is and is not true in that film, and it's referenced with sources and everything, so you know that is factually accurate. I appreciate your question.
Spencer, Spencer, is this your first time to call us?
It sure is.
Well, don't let it be your last. Good to have you with us tonight. All right. Thanks for the call.